The Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy. By Orson Scott Card. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card is a comprehensive guide for writers of science fiction and fantasy. It covers the basics of writing in these genres, from creating believable characters and settings to developing plots that will keep readers engaged. The book also provides advice on how to market your work, as well as tips on getting published. The first section of the book focuses on the fundamentals of writing science fiction and fantasy. It explains what makes these genres unique, including their use of speculative elements such as time travel or alternate universes. It also discusses common tropes used in both genres, such as space battles or magical creatures. This section also includes advice on world building, creating detailed fictional worlds with their own rules and histories, as well as character development. The second part of the book looks at more specific aspects of writing science fiction and fantasy stories. It covers topics like plot structure, dialogue techniques, point of view shifts, pacing issues, setting details, theme exploration, symbolism usage, genre conventions, such as using magic systems, research methods for accuracy in world-building details, including scientific facts, editing techniques for self-editing manuscripts before submitting them to publishers or agents. Finally, the Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy offers guidance on marketing your work once it has been written. This includes information about finding an agent or publisher who specializes in this type of literature, understanding contracts, networking with other authors, attending conferences, building an online presence through social media platforms, utilizing crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter, participating in fan conventions, entering contests/awards programs. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the genre. Science fiction and fantasy are two distinct genres, each with its own conventions and expectations. This guide provides an overview of the elements of each genre, as well as advice on how to write stories that fit within them. Main idea number 2. World building. Creating a believable and immersive world is essential for any science fiction or fantasy story. This guide provides advice on how to create a world that is both believable and engaging for readers. Main idea number 3. Characterization. Characters are the heart of any story, and this guide provides advice on how to create compelling characters that readers will care about. Main idea number 4. Plotting. Plotting a story is essential for any genre, and this guide provides advice on how to create a compelling plot that will keep readers engaged. Main idea number 5. Dialogue. Dialogue is an important part of any story, and this guide provides advice on how to write dialogue that is both believable and engaging. Main idea number 6. Point of view. Point of view is an important element of any story, and this guide provides advice on how to choose the right point of view for your story. Main idea number 7. Setting. Setting is an important element of any story, and this guide provides advice on how to create a believable and immersive setting for your story. Main idea number 8. Theme. Theme is an important element of any story, and this guide provides advice on how to create a theme that resonates with readers. Main idea number 9. Genre-specific advice. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that fit within the conventions of science fiction and fantasy. Main idea number 10. Writing process. This guide provides advice on how to develop a writing process that works for you. Main idea number 11. Editing is an important part of the writing process, and this guide provides advice on how to edit your work effectively. Main idea number 12. Publishing. This guide provides advice on how to navigate the publishing process and get your work published. Main idea number 13. Marketing. This guide provides advice on how to market your work and reach a wider audience. Main idea number 14. Writing for children. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that are appropriate for children. Main idea number 15. Writing for young adults. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that are appropriate for young adults. Main idea number 16. Writing for adults. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that are appropriate for adults. Main idea number 17. Writing for film and television. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that are appropriate for film and television. Main idea number 18. Writing for video games. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that are appropriate for video games. Main idea number 19. Writing for comics. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that are appropriate for comics. Main idea number 20. Writing for other media. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that are appropriate for other media, such as audiobooks and podcasts. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Science fiction and fantasy are two distinct genres, each with its own conventions and expectations. Science fiction is a genre of speculative fiction that typically deals with imaginative and futuristic concepts such as advanced science and technology, space exploration, time travel, parallel universes, alien life forms, robots or artificial intelligence. It often explores the potential consequences of scientific innovations on society. Fantasy is a genre of literature that uses magic or other supernatural elements as a main plot element, theme or setting. Commonly found in books for children and young adults, it also features prominently in works for adult readers. The Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card provides an overview of the elements of each genre as well as advice on how to write stories within them. The guide covers topics such as world-building techniques, creating believable characters, developing plots, writing dialogue, using language effectively, understanding point of view shifts, incorporating themes into stories, researching settings accurately, avoiding common mistakes when writing science fiction or fantasy stories. In addition to providing guidance on crafting compelling narratives within these genres, this book offers tips on marketing your work once it's complete. With its comprehensive coverage of both science fiction and fantasy writing fundamentals, from outlining ideas through editing drafts, this guide will help you create engaging tales that captivate readers from start to finish. Main idea number 2. World-building is an essential part of any science fiction or fantasy story. It involves creating a believable and immersive world that readers can get lost in. To do this, authors must consider the physical environment, the culture and history of their world, its inhabitants, and how all these elements interact with each other. When constructing a new world for your story, it's important to think about what makes it unique from our own reality. What kind of creatures inhabit this place? How does magic work? What are the laws governing society? These questions will help you create a detailed setting that feels real to readers. It's also important to consider how characters interact with their environment. Think about how they move through space. What paths do they take when traveling between locations? Are there obstacles or dangers along the way? This will give your story depth and make it more engaging for readers. Finally, don't forget to include details that bring your world alive, the sights, smells, tastes and sounds of everyday life in this alternate universe. Describing these sensory experiences will help draw readers into your story and make them feel like they are truly living in another world. Main idea number 3. Characterization is an essential part of any story, and it's important to create characters that readers can relate to. To do this, you need to think about the characters' motivations, goals, and backstory. You should also consider how they interact with other characters in the story and how their actions affect the plot. It's also important to give your characters unique traits that make them stand out from other characters in similar stories. When creating a character, ask yourself questions such as, what does this character want? How will they go about achieving it? What are their strengths and weaknesses? Are there any secrets or hidden depths that could be explored further? By answering these questions, you'll be able to build up a more detailed picture of your character, which will help bring them alive on the page. Finally, don't forget that characterization isn't just about physical descriptions, it's also about giving your characters emotional depth. Think carefully about how each character feels throughout the story, what drives them forward or holds them back. This will help readers connect with your characters on an emotional level. Main idea number 4. Plotting a story is essential for any genre, and the Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card provides advice on how to create a compelling plot. It suggests that writers should start with the basics of storytelling, characters, setting, conflict, and resolution. Once these elements are established, it's important to consider the structure of the plot, the rising action leading up to a climax followed by a denouement. This will help ensure that readers remain engaged throughout the story. The guide also emphasizes creating believable characters who have clear motivations and goals. These characters should be dynamic, their actions should drive the plot forward as they face obstacles in pursuit of their objectives. Additionally, it's important for authors to think about pacing when plotting out their stories. Too much or too little action can make readers lose interest. Finally, the Writer's Digest Guide encourages writers to use foreshadowing techniques such as hints or clues throughout their story so that readers can anticipate what might happen next without being able to predict exactly how events will unfold. By following this advice from Orson Scott Card's book on science fiction and fantasy writing, authors can craft an engaging plot that keeps readers hooked until the very end. Main idea number 5. Dialogue is an essential element of any story, and it can be a powerful tool for conveying character development, plot points, and setting. Writing effective dialogue requires skill and practice. However, there are some key tips to keep in mind when crafting believable conversations. First off, make sure that the dialogue sounds natural. Avoid using overly formal language or clichés, as these will sound unnatural coming from your characters' mouths. Instead, focus on creating unique voices for each character by giving them their own distinct speech patterns and mannerisms. It's also important to remember that dialogue should move the story forward. Make sure that each conversation has a purpose, whether it's providing information about the world or advancing the plot, so that readers don't feel like they're stuck in an endless loop of meaningless chatter. Finally, pay attention to how you punctuate your dialogue. Use quotation marks around spoken words, but avoid overusing exclamation points or question marks, as this can come across as forced or contrived. Main idea number 6. Point of view is an essential element in any story. It can be used to create a unique perspective and help the reader connect with the characters. When choosing a point of view for your story, it's important to consider how it will affect the narrative and what kind of impact it will have on readers. First-person point of view allows readers to experience events through the eyes of one character, while third-person point of view gives readers more distance from the action and allows them to observe multiple characters at once. Omniscient point of view provides an even greater level of detachment, allowing readers to see into all characters' minds simultaneously. The choice between these three points of views should depend on what type of story you are trying to tell and which perspective best serves that purpose. For example, if you want your reader to feel close to one particular character or group, then first person might be best. If you want your reader to gain insight into multiple perspectives, then third person could work better. If you want your reader's understanding about events in the story as a whole, then omniscient may be most effective. It's also important not only think about which point of view works best for telling your story, but also how each option affects pacing and tone. First person can provide immediacy but can limit scope, third person offers more flexibility but can slow down pace, omniscience has its own advantages but requires careful handling so as not overwhelm or confuse readers. Ultimately, when deciding on a point of view for your story, take time to consider all options carefully before making a decision, This guide by Orson Scott Card provides invaluable advice on how to make sure that whatever choice you make is right for both yourself and your audience. P. Main idea number 7. Creating a believable and immersive setting for your story is essential to engaging readers. A well-crafted setting can help bring the characters, plot, and themes of your story to life. To create an effective setting, you should consider the following elements. 1. Time period. Establishing when your story takes place will give readers a better understanding of the context in which it occurs. Consider what technology or customs are available during this time period that could affect how characters interact with each other and their environment. 2. Location. Where does your story take place? Is it in a city or rural area? What kind of climate does it have? Are there any landmarks or geographical features that would be important to include in order to make the location feel real? 3. Culture. Think about how culture affects people's behavior and beliefs within the world you've created. What values do they hold dear? How do they dress, speak, eat, etc.? All these details will help bring depth and realism to your setting. 4. Atmosphere. The atmosphere of a scene can set the tone for what follows. Is it tense or relaxed, dark or lighthearted, chaotic or orderly? Pay attention to sensory details like sound effects, smells, lighting conditions. All these things contribute to creating an immersive experience for readers. Main idea number 8. Creating a theme that resonates with readers is an important part of writing science fiction and fantasy. A good theme should be meaningful, relevant to the story, and evoke emotion in the reader. It should also be unique enough to stand out from other stories in the genre. When creating a theme for your story, consider what message you want to convey. Think about how this message can be expressed through characters' actions or decisions, plot points, settings, symbols, or metaphors. You may even want to create a central conflict that reflects your chosen theme. Once you have identified your main idea or message for the story, it's time to start developing it further. Consider how different elements of your story can contribute to this overall concept, such as character arcs and relationships between characters, plot twists, world-building details, etc. Finally, make sure that your chosen theme is consistent throughout the entire narrative arc of your story. This will help ensure that readers are able to connect with it on an emotional level and understand its importance within the context of the tale. Main idea number 9. Genre-specific advice is a guide that provides advice on how to write stories within the conventions of science fiction and fantasy. Written by Orson Scott Card, this book covers topics such as world-building, character development, plot structure, and more. It also includes tips for writing in different subgenres like steampunk or urban fantasy. With its comprehensive approach to genre-specific writing advice, the Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy is an invaluable resource for any aspiring writer. The book begins with an overview of the history of science fiction and fantasy literature. This section explains why these genres are so popular today and what makes them unique from other forms of storytelling. It then moves into a discussion about creating believable worlds in which your story can take place. Here you will learn how to create detailed settings that draw readers in while still leaving room for imagination. Next comes character development, a crucial part of any good story regardless of genre. In this section you will find tips on crafting characters who feel real even if they inhabit fantastical worlds or have superhuman abilities. You'll also get advice on developing relationships between characters that drive the plot forward. Finally, the Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy offers guidance on plotting out your story arc as well as techniques for keeping readers engaged throughout the narrative journey. Whether you're just starting out or looking for ways to refine your craftsmanship, this book has something valuable to offer every writer interested in exploring the realms of science fiction and fantasy. Main idea number 10. The writing process is an individual journey that can be approached in many different ways. It's important to find a method that works for you and your particular project. Here are some tips on how to develop a successful writing process. 1. Start with the end goal in mind. Before beginning any project, it's important to have a clear idea of what you want the finished product to look like. This will help guide your decisions throughout the entire writing process. 2. Break down tasks into manageable chunks. Writing can seem overwhelming if you try to tackle too much at once, so break down each task into smaller pieces that are easier to manage. 3. Set deadlines and stick to them. Deadlines provide structure and motivation, so set realistic goals for yourself and make sure you meet them. 4. Take breaks when needed. Don't push yourself too hard or burn out. Take regular breaks from your work so that you can come back refreshed and ready for more. 5. Get feedback from others. Having someone else read over your work can give valuable insight into areas where improvement may be needed. P > 6. Revise as necessary. Once all of the feedback has been taken into account, revise accordingly until everything is just right. Main idea number 11. Editing is an essential part of the writing process. It involves reviewing, revising, and refining your work to ensure that it meets the standards of quality you desire. The Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card provides advice on how to edit effectively. This guide covers topics such as identifying errors in grammar, punctuation, spelling, syntax, and structure, improving clarity, eliminating redundancies, ensuring consistency in style, and more. The guide also offers tips for editing fiction specifically. These include techniques for developing characters and plot lines, creating believable dialogue, constructing scenes with vivid descriptions, using language that evokes emotion or suspense, avoiding common pitfalls like cliched plots or flat characters, and much more. By following the advice provided in this book, you can learn how to make your writing shine through careful editing. Main idea number 12. Publishing is an important step in the writing process, and it can be a daunting one. The Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card provides advice on how to navigate the publishing process and get your work published. It covers topics such as understanding contracts, finding agents, submitting manuscripts, working with editors, marketing your book once it's published, and more. With this guide, you'll have all the information you need to make sure that your work reaches its intended audience. The guide also includes interviews with successful authors who share their experiences of getting published in science fiction or fantasy genres. These stories provide valuable insight into what works when trying to break into these markets. Additionally, there are tips for creating compelling characters and plots that will draw readers in. Whether you're just starting out or already have some experience under your belt, the Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to publish their work successfully. Main idea number 13. Marketing your work is an important part of being a successful writer. It can be daunting to think about how to reach a wider audience, but with the right strategies and tools, you can make it happen. The Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card provides advice on how to market your work effectively. This guide covers topics such as creating an online presence, using social media platforms for promotion, building relationships with readers and reviewers, and more. With this book in hand, you'll have all the information you need to get started marketing your writing. The guide also offers tips on developing effective promotional materials like press releases and newsletters that will help spread the word about your work. Additionally, it includes advice on pricing strategies so that you can maximize profits from sales of your books or other products related to them. Finally, there are resources for finding publishers who may be interested in publishing your stories or novels. By following the steps outlined in the Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card, you'll be well equipped with knowledge on how best to market yourself as a writer. You'll learn valuable techniques for reaching out to potential readers while also gaining insight into what makes good promotional material stand out from the rest. Main idea number 14. Writing for children is a unique and rewarding experience. It requires an understanding of the child's world, their interests, and their level of comprehension. When writing stories for children, it is important to keep in mind that they are still developing their reading skills and may not be able to understand complex concepts or language. When creating stories for children, focus on simple plots with characters that are easy to relate to. Use vivid descriptions and dialogue that will capture the reader's imagination without overwhelming them with too much detail. Keep your story concise so as not to lose the attention of young readers who may become bored easily. It can also be helpful to include elements of fantasy or science fiction into your story, as these genres often appeal more strongly to younger audiences than traditional literature does. This can help make your story more exciting while still keeping it appropriate for its intended age group. Finally, remember that when writing stories for children, you should always strive for accuracy in both facts and grammar. This will ensure that your work is taken seriously by both adults and kids alike. Main idea number 15. Writing for young adults is a unique challenge. It requires an understanding of the issues and concerns that are important to this age group, as well as an ability to craft stories that will engage them. The Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card provides advice on how to write stories specifically tailored for young adult readers. This guide covers topics such as creating believable characters, developing compelling plots, and crafting vivid settings. The book also offers tips on how to make sure your story appeals to its intended audience. For example, it suggests avoiding overly complex language or concepts that may be too difficult for younger readers to understand. Additionally, it encourages writers not only think about what their target audience wants, but also consider what they need from a story in order to grow emotionally. Finally, the guide emphasizes the importance of writing with passion and enthusiasm so that your work resonates with young adult readers. By following these guidelines, you can create stories that will captivate your intended audience while still providing meaningful lessons about life. Main idea number 16. Writing for adults is a different challenge than writing for children or young adults. Adults have more life experience and are looking for stories that reflect their own experiences, as well as stories that explore new ideas and concepts. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that will appeal to adult readers. It covers topics such as creating believable characters, developing complex plots, using language effectively, and exploring themes of interest to adult readers. The guide also offers tips on how to create settings that draw the reader in and make them feel like they're part of the story. It discusses ways to use symbolism and metaphor in your writing so it resonates with adult readers. Finally, it provides guidance on how to craft endings that leave an impactful impression. Main idea number 17. Writing for film and television is a unique art form that requires an understanding of the medium, its conventions, and how to craft stories that will be successful on screen. The Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card provides advice on how to write stories specifically tailored for film and television. It covers topics such as creating believable characters, developing compelling plots, constructing effective dialogue, building suspenseful scenes, crafting memorable endings, and more. With this guide in hand, you can learn the fundamentals of writing for the big or small screen. The book also offers tips on adapting existing works into scripts suitable for film or TV production. It explains how to take a novel or short story from page to script format while preserving its original essence. Additionally, it provides guidance on working with producers and directors during pre-production stages so your work is properly represented when it reaches the final stage of production. Whether you are just starting out in writing for film or television or have been doing it professionally for years, the Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy has something valuable to offer everyone who wants their work seen by millions around the world. Main idea number 18. Writing for video games is a unique challenge. It requires the writer to create stories that are engaging and immersive, while also being appropriate for the medium of gaming. The story must be tailored to fit within the game's mechanics and provide an enjoyable experience for players. When writing stories for video games, it's important to consider how your narrative will interact with gameplay elements such as puzzles, combat encounters, or exploration sequences. You should think about how these elements can be used to further develop characters and advance plot points in interesting ways. Additionally, you'll need to ensure that your story fits within the world of the game, its setting, tone, themes, and characters. It's also important to remember that video games are interactive experiences; they require player input in order to progress through them. As such, you'll need to make sure that your story allows players enough freedom of choice so they feel like their decisions have an impact on the outcome of events. Finally, when writing stories for video games, it's essential that you keep in mind what makes this medium unique: its ability to immerse players into a virtual world where anything is possible. Your goal should be creating narratives which draw people into this world and allow them explore it at their own pace. Main idea number 19. Writing for comics is a unique art form that requires its own set of skills. It involves creating stories and characters that are visually appealing, as well as engaging and entertaining to readers. To write successful comic book stories, writers must understand the conventions of the medium, such as panel layout, pacing, dialogue structure, and visual storytelling techniques. The Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy by Orson Scott Card provides an in-depth look at how to craft compelling stories for comics. The guide covers topics such as developing plotlines with multiple layers of complexity, creating believable characters with distinct personalities, using symbolism effectively, understanding the importance of setting, incorporating humor into your story, and more. In addition to providing advice on writing for comics specifically, this guide also offers tips on how to create effective science fiction or fantasy narratives in general. This includes advice on world building, creating detailed settings populated by interesting cultures, as well as crafting believable conflicts between characters. Whether you're just starting out or looking for ways to improve your existing work, the Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy can help you become a better writer for comics. With its comprehensive coverage of all aspects of writing comic books successfully, it's an invaluable resource for any aspiring comic book author. Main idea number 20. Writing for other media can be a great way to reach new audiences and explore different storytelling techniques. This guide provides advice on how to write stories that are appropriate for audiobooks, podcasts, and other forms of media. It covers topics such as creating compelling characters, developing engaging plots, and crafting vivid settings. You'll learn how to use sound effects and music effectively in your story, as well as tips on writing dialogue that will draw listeners into the world you've created. You'll also find guidance on formatting scripts for audiobooks or podcasts so they're easy to follow when recording or producing them. Whether you're an experienced writer looking to expand your repertoire or a novice just starting out in the world of audio fiction, this guide has something for everyone. With its comprehensive coverage of all aspects of writing for other media, the Writer's Digest Guide to Science Fiction and Fantasy is sure to help you create captivating stories that will keep listeners engaged from start to finish. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.